Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our hearts with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I am the pastor of New Vision for Life Church in Gwin Oak, Maryland, which is in Baltimore County, Maryland. And we would love to have you come by and visit with us on today. Let me say good morning to my co-host this morning. She's not just my co-host this morning. She is the co-host of the show. Good morning, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. I'm glad to be alive and up on the show this morning.
Amen, amen. That definitely makes two of us. I don't know about anybody else, but boy, this week has been a tiresome week, a very tiresome week, but a very pleasant and joyful time. So let me also take time to say good morning to my guests this morning. First of all, covering everybody, good morning to the entire listening audience, to each and every one of you. It's always a pleasure to see you. And when I say see you, that's because I see your phone numbers. Amen. So it's always a pleasure to see you. It's more of a pleasure to hear from you. But good morning to each and every one of you. Now, good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, my daughter. I love you. It's the end of the year, so let you be the first person that I'm saying on the air, Happy New Year to you. Yes, it will be the first of the year come Wednesday, and so let me say Happy New Year to you. Now, to the rest of you, Happy New Year to you. May you have an extremely blessed New Year. This is the last show of the year, so to God be all the glory. Folks, we made it one more year. So Happy New Year to Joyce Richardson. God bless you, woman of God. I thank God for you. I love you. You have been a tremendous blessing in my life, you know, spiritually, supporting, you know, the show. Every way that you could be a blessing, you have been. So good morning to you. Good morning to Joyce in New York. I love you, beloved. Pray again constantly that you and your family are coming along well. Good morning to Prophetess Kim. God bless you, woman of God. Love you. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago. Good morning to you, my friend. Thank you. I think you and Prophet Crawford are our, and Deacon Thomas Farr, are our longest male listeners. So God bless you. God bless you. Good morning to Isaiah, my cousin in Pennsylvania. Good morning to you. Good morning to Prophetess Dorn, a church member and a definite regular listener on our show. She's here every week except for when she's in school on some Saturdays. Good morning to y'all. Just good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to Deacon Farr. Good morning. My goodness, good morning. So I thank God for all of you. You know, the show wouldn't be the same if I couldn't look up and see your numbers there. And this morning, I'm hoping to see more than just your numbers. This morning, I'm hoping to hear from some of you about what you have learned or liked or would like to hear more of because of Heart to Heart. where we get to the heart of the matter. Beloved, would you like to give a shout out to anyone, please?
Good morning. Yes, just a shout out to our listeners. Thank you for joining us. This is the last Saturday before the new year, so we are so excited for what God is doing next. And we look forward, to hearing more people share. So we're gonna make sure that we put that before the Lord, that we hear more people share, you know, their thoughts, their opinions, things that they've learned, and also get more emails of things that people would like for to hear from us. So we're looking forward to 2020 and what the Lord is doing next in our lives, where He's taking us, the things He's going to allow us to see, how our lives are being are being changed, and so this is just a good day to reflect on the things of 2019, things we could do differently, you know, things that we said we were going to do and never got around to doing. So yeah, there's a lot of excitement in the air, and Heart to Heart looks forward to being a part of it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Yes, folks, it is the end of the year and a new year coming on. And like Minister Tabika said, we are looking forward to it. We are truly looking forward to it. And we pray that you will continue to be a part of Heart to Heart. You will continue to be a part of it. I really mean it. I'm not just blowing smoke when I say it, that without you, the show would not be the same. It just would not be the same. You know, it's just like if you're doing a live performance or the pastor in a church, you know, anywhere where you're before a live audience and you have a certain audience member that is there no matter what, and you're able to look them in their face and they encourage you and you know, and help to give you strength while you're going on and doing whatever it is the Lord would have you doing. That's the way I feel when I look here and on our switchboard and I see your phone numbers. That's the kind of surge that it gives me. It's like me looking you in your face. And some of you I've never laid eyes on, but I've laid eyes on your phone number, and I know your spirit, and I've talked to you personally, you know, offline, and so you have been a blessing to me, and I thank you so very much. I thank you, you know, for your love. I thank you for your support. It just means so much to me, so please don't ever stop. Don't ever stop. Now, we're going to go ahead and pray. And while we're praying, I'm asking you to think over this past year. Think over this past year and the different shows that you've heard. And, yes, the different shows that you've heard. And we will be asking the question, what was your favorite show or your most memorable show? What was it? And why was that show, you know, so memorable to you? What was it? Also, if there is something that you would like to hear in the new year, this is a good time to say so, you know, so that Minister Tabika and I, as we make our plans for the upcoming year, that we have things, you know, in plan to bless you. We don't want to just bless ourselves, because we definitely talk about things that are of interest to us, and we are praying that since you keep coming back, that you have been interested in these things as well. So, but we want to hear from you personally. We really do want to hear from you personally. So be prepared to give us a shout out, talk to us on this day. All right, let's go before the Lord. Excuse me. Heavenly Father, dear God, Lord, we honor you and we bless you. We truly magnify your holy name, God. Lord, I say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Almighty God, that you took us so safely through the night. You have been a blessing to us. It is an honor to wake up and to believe and to know that you were in charge of that. God, I thank you for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, forgive us for any sins that we have committed, whether they be in word, thought, or deed, or even the sin of omission, Lord God, where there was something we should have done and we did not do it. Lord, forgive us for this in the name of Jesus. And as you forgive us of our sins, Lord God, we also, because we have been made in your image, we also, Lord God, take the time right now to forgive anyone that has hurt us, harmed us, deceived us, betrayed us, oh God, any way that they have done wrong by us. Lord, we are choosing to forgive. Father, we don't want to carry any of the bitterness and hatred and lack of forgiveness. We don't want to carry any of that into this new year. God, we want to be more like you day by day by day. Strip us down with the refiner's fire. Burn up in us everything that is not like you. And then baptize us with the Spirit of, with your Holy Spirit. Baptize us, oh God, with fire in the name of Jesus, that we would be on fire for you, Holy Spirit, that we would be on fire and willing and ready and able to do all those things that you have anointed us to do, all those things that Jesus Christ went to the cross for, that he died for, that in that, Lord God, he made way for us to be all that you have called us to be. Lord, your will, your will, your will, Lord, let your will be done. God, we thank you so much. We thank you so, so much for who you are. Lord, that we thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your will is being done here on earth as it is in heaven. God, we give you the glory and the honor. Father, for all those that are in need, and that's every single last one of us. My God, that's every single last one of us. We call on Jehovah Jireh, our provider, to make our needs known. Give us this day our daily bread, whatever we need financially, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Jehovah Jireh, we call upon you to make those provisions. God, I thank you for the peace that you have given us in the time of trouble, Lord God, in the time of trouble in this nation, in the time of trouble in our homes, oh God, in the times of trouble in our cities, in our states, Father God, in the times of trouble, Lord God, across the continent and other continents, Lord God. Father, you are the only one that can extend to us the peace of God in the midst of these situations. Lord, I thank you that you are mindful of us in every single thing we do and we say. You are mindful of us, and I thank you for this. Lord, I pray for the spirit and the anointing of the prophetic word to flow even more heavily in the new year than it did in 2019. Lord God, as your prophets and your intercessors come together, Lord, as they speak the word, Lord God of truth, the word coming from your mouth to their ears, to our ears, oh God, may we carry forth your word the way you would have it done. May your word, Lord God, fall on good ground, Lord God, and may the harvest from it come forth just as you so deemed it. Send those, oh God, that will plant the seed. Send those that would water it, oh Lord God. Send those, oh God, and as you give the increase, oh God, this kingdom shall be blessed over and over again. Father God, we do thank you. We honor you and we love you. We truly do magnify your holy name. Lord, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And we shall never fail to give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus, Yeshua, In his name, amen and amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. God bless you. God bless you. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Thank you, Lord. Well, love, this is, like we said earlier, this is our last show of the year. And I, you know, had some time to reflect and to think back over some things, and Minister Tabika as well. And I think we mentioned it last week. I don't know if I did or not, but I really would love to hear from some of you. What was your favorite show throughout this year, or the most memorable? It may not have been your favorite one, but it was the most memorable show that you heard this year. And what was the reason for that? So I am definitely going to ask you, you know, to share with us, what was it that you heard on Heart to Heart? What was it that you heard on Heart to Heart that had some form of impact on your life? And before we let you start, we're going to ask Minister Tabika to give us one of her favorite or most memorable shows. And remember, for you to speak, what do, babies? What do? You press 1 on your keypad, and then I know that you have something to share, and we'll bring you on the air. So I'm expecting to see this switchboard light up today. All right, Minister Tabika, love, what is it, and who is it? What show was it that was one of your favorite shows today? I mean, this year.
Amen, amen. So one of my favorite shows was Recognizing Your Spouse's Value. I believe that, you know, marriage is very, very important. It should be a representation unto Christ. And we shared, you know, different pointers, different things on how to value your spouse. We're not going to go into everything that we spoke about because this is just a recap. Mm-hmm. But you can go to... you can go to the website, Apostle, when I finish, can you give them the website? But you can go to the website and have, you know, you can see the shows under Heart to Heart. So Blog Talk Radio, it just dropped in my spirit after I asked you to go. Blog Talk Radio, you can go in there and search for Heart to Heart or Apostle Etta Banks, and you should see some shows that pop up. So you can go back and listen to that one, but... marriage is important to me, number one, because I am married, and it's, some people say they don't want to get married because of what they saw, of what they experienced maybe in their parents' marriage or somebody close around them, you know, and it's like they go off of the representation that they had. So if it was a bad one, of course, you know, they're going to say, I don't want to get married. They could have been around a good representation of a marriage, but just not in the headspace right now of thinking about marriage or even, you know, deeming it to be that important to them. But marriage is a good thing. When we allow Christ in, it can be a good thing when we allow him in. When we allow him to show us the value of our spouse, you know, we just don't marry someone because they're good looking, you know, or because they have money and things like that. You know, that's not what marriage is about. And marriage takes work. It's not an easy thing. You know, you go from being single to being with someone, and now you have to share, you know, your things. You have to share your time. You have to make sure somebody else is good. You have to basically take care of someone else. So, you know, that wasn't the first, recognizing your spouse's value wasn't, that was just one of the married series that, you know, that we did. But we place a great importance on marriage because it is and can be a good thing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, when you mentioned it, I said, yeah, that was a great show. I definitely did enjoy it. All right, saints, it's your turn now. press 1 on your keypad and share with us what was your most memorable show that we have done in this year, 2019, the most memorable or one of your favorite ones. Praise be unto God. Let me see, I'm trying to get my beloved in. Good morning, Lady Joyce. How are you, beloved?
I'm great. Had a 70th birthday yesterday. Praise be to God.
Yay!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank
you.
Oh, God is good. But anyway, yeah. I just wanted to piggyback. I didn't mean to make this just a continuous talk on marriage, but that was what I was going to say was my favorite shows that you do about marriage, because marriage is so important to me also. And making God the head of your marriage, okay, is what I learned from your shows and many of your shows, is making God the head of your marriage. If he's the one at the head, and especially when you have any kind of conflict in your marriage, instead of talking outward to your spouse, giving your burden or whatever you're going through to God and filter it through him first. Let him be the first one to hear what's going on, so that he can temper you and filter and separate the wheat from the tare. And when you finally talk to your spouse, then you're in a different place. You're kind of like in a more spiritual realm. And so when you talk to your spouse, the emotions is out, and, you know, and everything important. You taught us about the proper time to talk and all kinds of little things that are so helpful, because marriage is so very important. And it's such a ground where the devil wants to take it down. The devil hates marriage. And so that's what I learned from that particular show. But then you did something on the spiritual gifts, and I got all excited in my being, because I got that little gift of mercy, and that little thing chokes me sometimes. So that those two were my favorite shows, or the favorite topics that you talk about. There were so many, and spiritual warfare was, oh, my goodness, how the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy daily.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, my gosh. But that, he's just a roaring lion. He ain't got no teeth. He just be nubbing at you, you know. And just and all of these things that I listen to on Saturday morning, as I'm doing a million things as I'm listening. Got my notepad, and I'm running back and forth, and the books that you have told us about, and crashing the chatterbox with Steve Fergie or whatever his name was. It's just been so many different subjects. But the one thing that I wish we would talk about more would be our spiritual gifts. Because if we don't know ourselves and our gifting and understand ourselves, it's real hard, real hard. When mercy meets prophecy, when I meet somebody with the gift of prophecy and they're so blunt and brutal, you know, in their honesty, mercy backs up. You know what I'm saying? And so I have learned from your show. I've learned more about the different gifting. And once you recognize it in people in your church, in your home, right beside you in your bed, and this, that, and the other, then you see things from, it's like you went to Pearl Vision. Okay, I see clearly now why we're having, you know, these little things. So it's so those are my favorite. And then over top of that is the day that you allowed my baby to be on your show, and she was being trying to be Apostle Banks that day. And I tell you what, she had to step up to the plate. And I'm telling you, so God is just so very good. You just don't know what you've done for me and my family. So that might not be all that you wanted me to say this morning and what you were asking for, but I just love the show, and I glean from the show and minister to, I can never say her name because it's so close to Tamika's name, Tabika. I tell you, we must be kindred spirits. I'm telling you, we truly, truly, truly must be kindred spirits. So anyway, I'm not going to hold up the line, but I just, those are my favorite subjects and things that I hope that you talk about over and over and over until learning takes place with us.
Wow. Yes. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Can I tell you one more
sure.
caveat that you gave us? Last week you gave us the difference between worry and concern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And you shift my paradigm. And Minister Tabika also, you mm-hmm. added that to our repertoire, and now we can have concern over our children instead of worrying and be within the will of God. So that's it.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Amen, folks. That's what we're looking for. Praise God. We want to hear from you. Tell us, you know, what good we have done this year. And then we are the vessels that God has used, but God is the one that's doing it. He's the one, you know, that brings on us what it is that we can share with you, you know, and so forth. So, yes, let us know that it has done you some good. So, Lady Joyce, thank you so very much, beloved. That really blessed our hearts. Also, you, the listening audience, you are getting the chance to hear from your counterparts. You hear me mention these names every week. You hear me mention these names, and you're getting the opportunity to hear them speak up this morning. Amen, amen. So let's go here to our next caller. Good morning, Lady Jackie. How are you today?
I'm great, Apostle Banks, and you and your beautiful audience.
Amen. We are well. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you. And what do you have to share, beloved?
My favorite show that you talked about that I hope you continue to broadcast, Think on These Things. Because when your mind is renewed and you know how to pull down any thoughts that's not like God, and to think on these things, it changes your heart. Your soul get healed. Your spirit get healed. You get delivered inside and out, and you really become, to me, that new creature, because it all starts in the mind. It all starts with thoughts. Then it begins to manifest with words and other spirits that's not like God. And until you learn how to walk out all of God's scriptures, but especially Philippians 4:8, and think on these things, it is just a subject that helps you to walk out all the other scriptures to me in the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. I really appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. And saints of God, it takes a special anointing to to think on these things. It takes a determination. It takes purpose and heart for us to think on the things that Jesus has told us to think on, instead of thinking on those things of the world, those things of our past that tears us down and discourages us. He gives us some very positive things to think on. So, yes, Lady Jackie, I do thank you very much for that. That also is one of my favorite shows. And I have a list of my favorite shows, and I'm listening to see how many of those shows that the audience mentioned. How many of them are you mentioning? How many did you come up with that I as well said, yep, I like that one. I like that one. I like that. Amen. All righty. Who's next? Someone else. What was one of your favorite shows or your most memorable? Remember, it can be the most memorable show and not be a favorite show, but it caught something on that show caused you to really, really remember what the show was about. So do we have anyone else? that would like to share with us what show did they remember the most? What show had the greatest impact on your life? Remember, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad and share with us on this morning. And that's what we're doing today. That's what we're doing today. So don't make me sit up here and have to beg you, you know, to say what it was. You come back here to the show every single week. So somewhere along the line, you have got to have a show that you said, okay, yeah, that one was pretty good, you know. You don't have to go deep and far, but you can tell us what show you liked. Okay, and since I, okay, here we go. Praise God. Let me get that. Okay, good morning, good morning. I pray this is the Crawfords. And am I correct?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord. I'm hoping to keep these names and numbers right here. Okay, good morning, Prophet Crawford. How are you and Songbird this morning?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. It's a one blessing to be able to hear your voice. I heard the little hesitation of getting ready to say the Crawfords from, currently still Memphis. So we haven't moved anywhere from the Memphis area yet. We're still in Memphis, Tennessee. So
okay,
but, it's hard for me to narrow it down to just one particular show. One of the things that I love so much about your show is the diversity of the topics, the diversity of what gets talked about. But I'm gonna have to echo what's already been said. I truly loved the shows about marriage, but the ones to me that just really stuck out are the ones that you talked about your spiritual gifts and being able to identify the spiritual gift that operates in you. And the one thing that I remember, and I know Songbird has heard me say this countless times in the years of us being married, is that there's people talk about your spiritual gifts, but there's also a negative to those gifts. And if you don't understand the negative to that gifting, and if it never gets talked about and no one's ever talked to you about it or no one's ever taught about it, and you sat through a teaching on not just understanding the gifts, but understanding even the negative to that gift. And why being able to identify that negative is important, because that negative plays a big part in developing the gift that's inside of you and really bringing that gift out in fullness. You know, I can only speak to the gift that I walk in and the office that I walk in. But when you understand the negative to that, that negative to most people is a negative. But if you look at it from a different aspect, that very thing also is a positive, because it's helping to protect and keep that gift pure. But a lot of people don't talk about that, and that's one of the things that I personally would like to hear you talk more on and maybe do some more teaching on in this next year, is not just understanding and identifying your gifts, but being able to understand both sides of that gift, what the positives are to it, but what the negatives are to it also. And please continue to keep talking and doing shows on marriage. The Lord say the same. Within the next 30 days, Somer and I will hit 22 years of marriage. And I can tell you that it has not all been roses. People think that marriage is just, you know, all everything's all. No, when you listen to those vows and you truly mean what those vows are saying, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, well, you better mean what that actually says, in sickness and in health. It means just that. It doesn't mean that everything's going to go smooth. So we have to remember that, but I thank you for the shows. I thank you for even obeying the Lord and doing this, because it has truly been and is truly a blessing. And I don't know if Somber wants to say anything. She's shaking her head no. She's still waking up right now.
Amen. Amen. See, that's something, too, that we appreciate. And Minister Tabika mentions it almost every single week, you know, how people are still in their beds, you know, but they will turn on the show and they may not be fully awake, you know, but people are in their beds listening, you know, one eye open, one ear open, but they're there. And that's why we appreciate y'all so, so much. And Prophet, thank you so much for your review, and I totally do agree with you, and I do have information on the challenges of each gift. I do have information on that, and that will be one of the shows that we share. It'll be more than one show, excuse me, that we share in the upcoming year. So I thank you for that. That's very, very important. So you have blessed me tremendously. Thank you so very much. I love it. I love it. All righty. And Tennessee it is. The next time, next week, I'm going to know that easily. Because I'm like, wait a minute, where do they live now? Bless God. So it's Tennessee. Amen. All right, saints of God. So we thank God for Prophet and Songbird Crawford, praise God, coming from Tennessee. Bless the Lord. Anyone else? Today what we're doing is sharing what show was our most memorable show or our favorite show. What topics would you like to hear more of coming in the new year? This is the time for you to speak. So please press 1 on your keypad and share with us today. This is your time to share. So share with us. It's always your time to share. But share with us what it is that you liked so much about New Vision. And maybe you don't like New Vision. Maybe you're a hater and you just come back because you hate the show. I don't know. I don't know what makes you tick. So share with us what you have going on with you this morning. Again, this is Apostle Etta Banks along with Minister Tabika Garnes, and we are here today on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter. I expected, I'm telling you, to see this switchboard light up this morning. We do thank God for the few that have already spoken. Praise be unto God. One more time, I'm asking you, please, press 1 on your keypad and share your thoughts with us. Press 1 on your keypad and share your thoughts with us. And, excuse me, in the meantime, let's see. So far we've heard Think on These Things, the marriage, recognizing your spouse's value, and anything dealing with marriage, anything dealing with the spiritual gifts. These have been the ones that those that have spoken, these have been the things that you found to be your favorite or your most memorable time. So we thank God for that. Let me pick one. And by the way, the gifts, the ones that have been spoken of already, those were on my list of favorites. They were on my list of favorites. So let me see here. Let me see. One of the ones that I liked very much was the one about having a thankful heart to God. And we did a couple of weeks on that one. We did a couple of weeks on that, that showing our gratefulness to God and being thankful to God, how much it moves him. And there was a move of the Spirit even on the phone line when we were doing that show. And then that Sunday, I shared it with our congregation, and there was an outburst of the flow of the Spirit of God, the manifestation of God's presence in our sanctuary, and it moved the congregation. I'm telling you, it was the beginning of something great when we got to the place where we could have a thankful heart towards our Father and taking the time to let him know how much we appreciate him. And so that was one of my favorite shows. And like I said, it went from here and went to the sanctuary. And you talk about people, you know, being slain in the spirit, people just being moved by God. It was awesome. It was awesome. And the worship, you know, took on a new flavor, a different flavor. And so that was one also of my favorite ones, showing our thankfulness to God. And kind of in the same vein, recognizing when we leave our first love. And our first love should be Christ Jesus. When we are leaving that, when he's no longer the center, the nucleus of our life, of our purpose, you know, that we have left him, we have put man, woman, child, money, fame, status, excuse me, our possessions, we have put so many things ahead and in front of God, you know, that we still say we love the Lord, and we do love the Lord, but he loses first place in our lives. He loses first place in our lives. So we had listed the signs of you losing or the sign of you leaving your first love. We had listed those, and then we came back, you know, a week or so later and talked about how to regain that, how to get back to where, you know, you're putting him first in whatever it is that you're doing. And, you know, of course, you know, the scripture even tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you know. So we want to be able to do that so that even when you wake up in the morning, excuse me, when you wake up in the morning, say good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus, you know, my Lord and Savior. Good morning, Daddy, Abba, Father. Good morning, good morning. Start your day with acknowledging him first and foremost. Start your day acknowledging him. So letting God be first in your life, you know. So the signs of leaving your first love and getting back to that place where Jesus is your first love, you know, those were two shows that really meant a lot to me. They really, really meant a lot to me. What was your favorite show? What was your most memorable show? Again, this is Apostle Etta Banks along with Minister Tabika Garnes here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Press 1 on your keypad and share what is on your heart this day. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Minister Tabika, do you have another one, beloved?
Yes, ma'am. But before I move into my next one, I just wanted to say that you all encourage us, and you may not realize how much you encourage us, but just to be on the show, you know, every Saturday and see, you know, you guys join us, it means a lot. It encourages us to continue, mm-hmm. you know, to do this. And we all know that we do everything unto the Lord. But it blesses our hearts when we can see, you know, the numbers of the people that follow us. It means a lot. It means that we are, you know, pouring into people. And so just the fact that you guys come on the show every week means a lot. And the times where we've shared different information and you guys have chimed in, I know plenty of times Miss Joyce has chimed in and encouraged me, through some of the topics that we talked about. So, you know, I greatly, 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 greatly appreciate that, because sometimes you want to hear what, you know, your listeners are thinking. You want to hear the encouragement. You want to you want to know that you are making a difference or impact on their lives. So, you know, we do thank you all very, very, very much. And it's not just, as Apostle said earlier, it's not just blowing smoke. It's not just having something to say. It is really, really meaningful and encouraging to see you guys, your numbers every week, every week, every week. It's very, very encouraging. So, you know, we just pray the blessings of God over your life for your faithfulness to Heart, you know, we really appreciate that. And so, again, as I said earlier, we really look forward to see the next level that God is taking us, because this is his show. Heart to Heart belongs to him. We give this show to God, because without him, you know, it couldn't be. You know, without God, the impossible will never be possible. And so we have to include him in everything that we do, everything that we do, even when we get down to when we wake up in the morning, what, you know, asking God, what are we going to wear? Who are we going to minister to? What are we going to eat this morning? Where are we going to go? All those things, set out morning before the morning starts. So yes, thank you guys so much for your faithfulness. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. And we look forward to next year to hearing from, you know, from you all. And again, listen, I know that some people may have an issue with speaking, but the good thing about this is that we can't see you. So if you have that fear of speaking in front of people, we can't see you. So that's, you know, for me, number one, it was so hard to speak to people in any type of atmosphere, whether it be on the phone, in front of, but at least on the phone, you don't see people staring back at you and you looking at their faces and you're wondering if you're saying the right thing. You know, nobody can see you. So I'm just encouraging you, you know, going into the new year, to press one on your keypad and share your heart, share your thoughts, give your comments, your opinions. We definitely want to hear from you in 2020. But real quick, the next one I wanted to share was the cursed object you need to remove from your house. And this is where we share the different objects that people may have just laying around in their house, maybe not even thinking that it's anything wrong with it. But a lot of us have like different African masks and artifacts and things that are in our homes. Maybe somebody gave it to us, or we went to one of those stores that sell these African artifacts. And we don't know the history behind these masks and things of that sort, and we have them in our house, and different things are taking place, and we're wondering why all this strange stuff is happening. And listen, it's not just African artifacts. It could be Indian artifacts. It could be whatever. But you need to do your research on where these things come from before you bring them into your home, because you really don't know what they were used for. And so a lot of times we see things that look nice and we're like, oh, that would look nice in my home. That would look nice on my wall, or even gifting it to somebody else. Before you even do these things, do some research on where they came from, what were they used for, what does it mean, before we just open our homes to all these different things. just be careful. A lot of things that look nice may have demonic ties to it, and you don't want to bring that stuff into your house. So just, you know, just do your research before you decide to bring these different things in your house or gift to someone else. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you so very much for that. Along that line, the other advice I would like to give is that because of the fact that everything, just about everything we purchase, is made in another country, our clothing, our utensils, appliances, you know, and there are things, of course, made here in the United States, but there's, you know, but everything is made, you know, somewhere else. Our cars, you know, whatever the case may be. And this is just what just dropped in my spirit just now as she was talking. I would suggest that you pray before purchasing these things, that whatever curse, whatever covenant, you know, anything dealing with any form of witchcraft or whatever it is, I would just pray that that assignment that was on that it is canceled in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus be against that. That curse is canceled. That, you know, whatever it was set out to do, that it would no longer be able to do that thing, you know, in your home, you know, whatever the case may be, that is canceled. That is canceled. The blood of Jesus is against it. And just like, you know, when we got saved, all old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So anything that you purchase, pray that whatever was attached to it that didn't come from Holy Spirit, that it is null and void. It has no negative effect on you whatsoever, and that it is cleansed. It is cleansed because you are laying hands on it. You are praying against whatever it is that may have been. I forgot, and I don't have that information in front of me right at this moment, but I forgot what the term in the demonic realm, the term Saturn and Mercury. I know one of them is a time killer. One of them is a time killer. I forgot what the other one was. But one of the ways that the enemy had been able to get into our atmosphere, our life, and so forth, with the cards, Saturn and Mercury. And, you know, so as we were repeating those names, what those names meant in the spiritual realm, you know, that gave life to those things. And, you know, and when we learned about this many, many years ago, this was back in the 80s, in 1980-something, when I had learned about this, you know, we taught our people, I was taught, and then went on to share that, you know, you don't have to go out and get rid of your Saturn. You don't have to go out and get rid of your Mercury. But the thing is, to cancel the assignment over it. Like one of the ones, like I said, had to do dealing with wasting time, and people became extreme procrastinators. There was one, then, and I don't know, again, you know, which is which, but dealing with accidents and so forth. And this one person that owned one of those cars, if this woman did not have an accident three times a year, she wasn't alive, you know. But one of the names of those things dealt with either accidents or something that, that it was believed that she was walking under, you know, the effect of calling out the name of that car and so forth. So you have, you know, we don't have any idea of how much stuff, you know, is affecting our lives and our spiritual welfare, you know, and it's dealing with the lack of knowledge. It is so much to learn, so much to learn. And so we have to keep learning every single day, you know, just keep on learning, asking God to grant you knowledge and wisdom, to grant you knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, that you get the three, because you can have knowledge and don't understand. You can have the knowledge and have the understanding of it, and you don't use it, so therefore you're not using wisdom. Wisdom is using the knowledge that you have and the understanding that you have. So the three of those work together, just like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The three work together. And and just like praying, fasting, and giving, the three of those work together. So the trifold cord is not easily broken. It is not easily broken. So therefore, don't just get knowledge, get the understanding of what it is you have learned, and then be wise enough to use wisdom in using what it is you understand and that you learned. Do the three of them. As you are praying, don't just pray, but also learn how to fast. And as you are praying and fasting, learn how to give. The praying, the fasting, and the giving, the three of these work together. And that's like, you know, in the scripture where it mentions, you know, with our giving and all, we have the 30 and the 60 and the 100-fold return on things. Well, if you're doing just praying, you may only get the 30% return. If you're doing praying and fasting, you may get the 60% return. If you're doing the praying, the fasting, and the giving, then you're getting a 100-fold return. You know, so make it all work for you. And again, you know, saying thank you to those of you that responded to our request, you know, that you speak up, tell us what it is that you desire to hear from us. Tell us what shows bless you the most. I really appreciate you taking the time to do that. It means the world to us. It really does mean the world to us. So thank you so very much for doing that. Thank you. And we have time for one more comment. One more comment. Is there anyone that would like to say one more thing before we come to the end of the show? If you do, please press 1 on your keypad and let us know that what's on your heart, because this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Praise be unto God. Okay. All righty. Okay, well, I will tell you one more show that really had, that I really thought, wow, okay. You know, it opened my eyes about a lot of things. And God, I have so many here. But one of the most recent ones was the plight of the caregiver, the plight of the caregiver. And that was the one where my sister shared what it was like to have to take care of my mom and how many members in her household had to help with it. And her heart in this, how it changed, you know, her lifestyle. And and even it sometimes being afraid to say, you know, that this was hard, because we want to always think that we're honoring our parents and so forth. And you don't want people to think, you know, that you think it's too hard to do or something that you wish you didn't have to do and so forth, you know. So you keep going and pushing and so forth. And it brought her to tears on the show, you know, and talking about what it was. And mommy lived with me 5 to 7 years, and it got too much for me to do by myself. And so then my sister, you know, got her. And so my sister, my brother-in-law, my nieces, my grand or great nieces, you know, that all of them are pitching in to take care of mother. And this is not an easy role to play in someone's life. And so I thank God that my sister was able to open up and share that. It was a very difficult thing for her to do, but it brought light, you know, to a lot of people's hearts. I got many calls after that. So we do want to say, you know, thank you once again to her and to all of the different shows, to all of you that took the time to speak and share. Thank you. Now, let me say this, beloved. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. You can go to that website. Pull up Heart with Apostle Etta Banks. Pull that up. You can listen to any of the shows that we have done over the last 2 or 3 years. The shows are all archived, so you can go back and you can listen to them. As we mentioned some of these things, you might say, oh, let me go back and see if I can find that show. And go and listen to the show, and don't forget, always share the love of God. Whatever it is you do, share the love of God. Saints, we are truly at the end of our time. We love you, beloved. We love you. We love you. We love you. Take care. Thank you. That's right, baby. Take care. Y'all have a happy New Year's Eve, a safe New Year's Eve. Bring the new year in, giving God praise and glory. Bring it in, giving him praise and giving him the glory. Babies, we love you. Baby, Tabika, I love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for all that you have done this year. I hear you.
Amen.
Thank you for
to
all
God
the
be
time
the glory.
You know, that you have done the show. Thank you. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you, beloved.
Amen.
Happy
Amen.
New Year, everyone.
Amen. God bless. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.